you remember?
You were supposed to come true.
Well, if you get which piece, which one is it supposed to be that your wish will come true?
No, I don't know. I thought it was a wishbone.
Well, I mean, you
know. Oh, the biggest piece.
Yeah.
If you get the biggest
piece. Yeah. Talking about parts of an animal, say the parts of part of a pig that are edible that you might not normally eat, say like the
feet.
Well, yeah. What I was thinking about was more in the insides, like the heart and the gizzard and the lungs and stuff like that. Have you ever heard any comprehensive term that would cover all of that?
What, guts?
The guts, yeah. Have you ever heard people say something like the haslet or liver and lights, that type of
thing? No.
The part of a hog, I don't know if people in packing plants still use them or not, but you could take the intestines and clean them out and use them for casings, you know? And sometimes people take those things and cook them. What would you call something like that? That dish?
That they're not, when they haven't been stuffed yet?
Right.
It'd be tripe.
Be tripe.
Yeah, I guess that's what I know that's what it would be for cattle. I'm not sure. Yeah. I think for hogs, too.
What about a distinctively southern dish that's made that way, I think? You were talking about something that really smells when you cook it. These things smell when you cook them.
I don't know it.
You've never heard of taking the intestines themselves and cooking them?
No.
What about chitlins? Maybe with that?
Yeah.
What do you think about? Did you have any idea? When you think of chitlins, what do you think about?
The skin.
Just the skin?
Yeah.
So you mean the hog skin?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between chitlins and cracklins?
That's what I was wondering.
Thinking about, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there is or not.
I see. But as far as you know, when people say chitlins, you're talking about the skin.
Well, no, that would be cracklins. I don't know. I might never have had chitlins.
Well, if you'd smelled them cooking, you would have remembered it. I'm sure. Well, say on the farm, when you hear your cows mewing and your cows mooing and all that, probably getting hungry, you might say something like, well, I didn't know so late's getting along about
feeding time.
Have you ever been on a farm and heard a farmer say if his cows were out in the pasture and he wanted to get them to come in from the pasture? Have you ever heard a farmer call to his cows?
Yeah.
Say anything in particular to get them to come in?
No, not anything in particular.
What would he say? Can you remember anything in particular that he would yell to them?
I don't know, hee-ah or something.
Yeah. You ever heard the farmer say something like soot cow or?
Yeah, Sioux cow, Suey cow.
Sioux, yeah, I see. Would he say the same thing to get calves to come in?
Ring a bell.
What about horses?
I don't know.
I'm not sure about that. Or say if you were riding a horse, what would you say to him to get him started, you'd say?
Give him a little kick, say giddy up.
Giddy up. Or if you were riding along and you wanted him to go faster, what would you do?
Or say hey now or something.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted him to stop, you'd say?
I'd pull on the rein and say whoa.
Or talking about calls to animals, sometimes people when they feed their pigs might say something to them while they're feeding them. Have you ever heard a person say anything?
No.
Maybe something like piggy, piggy, piggy.
Yeah, that.
You want to say that for
me? Yeah, I've heard him say piggy, piggy, piggy.
You mentioned the sheep were raised in your area. Can you remember any particular call of the sheep?